up, Eugene?
What's going on, Jamie?
I am Miss Bertha.
I'm Imago.
And welcome to the Capoeira Podcast, episode 8.
Episode 8, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So, welcome. So first, let's get a couple of things out of the way. One, thank you very much for those listeners out there since the last episode. Even though we've been at it for, I think, a while, like maybe the last 6 months. I think having my teacher, Moito Tempo, really got us on the map. And, you know, for a while, I was keeping this under wraps. I didn't want to let anyone know that this thing existed because I was really afraid of, you know, who would be listening to. Yeah, and the backlash, if there was any backlash. But I feel like so far it's been good. And Moito kind of got us to come out of our closet, so to speak.
Bust that door down, y'all.
Yeah, so we're here to let everybody know that we're doing this show for real. We're here. Eugene is queer. And
hey.
We have something to say. You know, as long as we have stories, there's stories to tell and issues. Like, there are issues in everything, and as long as we keep playing and learning, we can keep coming back to you with a ton of different episodes, really.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. Like, we're sitting here brainstorming other ideas.
Yeah, we have a lot of ideas we want to put out.
It's definitely something we're going to make happen. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to stress this again. We're not maestres. I mean, we're not even teachers yet or instructors. We're not authorities, and we don't claim to be, but, you know, we want to keep telling these stories, and we want to keep coming to you with tons of new episodes and stuff. So send us a Twitter at Capo Podcast. Follow us on Instagram. You can search the Capoeira Podcast with no spaces. Like us on Facebook. We now have a page. Or send us an email at drunkenhoda@gmail.com. Drunkenhoda, D-R-U-N-K-E-N-P... I'm sorry, drunkenhoda, drunkenhoda@gmail.com, and drop us a line. Like, just tell us what you think and stuff like that, and any ideas you may have.
Definitely appreciate some of that feedback. We're already getting some of it on the Facebook page. I've seen a few comments.
Yeah, so people will come up to me at the exchange.
I heard at the
second, Happy New Year. Happy 2015. Yeah, whatever you're celebrating, happy that. I'm hoping that you enjoyed time with your family and or friends or your fucking cats these last few weeks. You know, whatever gets you going this year, just please embrace it fully. Don't feel bad about the holidays or about the year. I feel like sometimes looking back on this year can be heartbreaking. You know, it's not this, it's not that. I don't have enough money, like, etc. Fuck all that shit. I think this new year should be a time where you reflect on what's meaningful and, you know, fuck the haters. So,
bye, Felicia.
Yeah, so just focus on that particular mantra. I'm going to try to be more positive this year, too. Just embrace what matters in your life and, you know, fuck the haters. I feel like we should have, like, one of those motivational posters.
Like Uncle a kitten Sam with the finger up.
Yeah, like a kitten dangling from a tree with her two small paws, like flipping the double bird. And at the top, in bold Comic Sans font, it just says "fuck the haters" or like "gold lame" or something. So, I mean, that's the motto that I'm going to come out with 2015: "fuck them haters." And I suggest you embrace it.
Yeah, definitely. Bye.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think this year is going to be really good for us with the show and everything. We're going to be just working on a few things. Actually, Eugene is going to the Philippines tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
To the Philippines. Of course, I think he's all prepared and ready.
For the most part, I have to pack that goddamn Balik Bayan box with all that shit.
With all those chocolates
and clothes and
corned beef. My mom used to hoard corned beef, like
something about spam and Vienna sausage.
Yeah,
they
like
love that.
Like the way people are hoarding cookie butter now is the way my mom would hoard corned beef for those boxes. So good luck with that.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be definitely an experience. I'm going with my grandfather. It's my first time going. So, I mean, I've been to other places in the world. I've been to France and Costa Rica. And so I get that type of vibe with the Philippines being third world status. I think I'll be okay out there. I don't know. The first thing out of my mom and dad's mouth were, make sure you don't bring anything expensive. I'm like, what?
It's oh, bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and I asked a couple friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, people are desperate. People are starving. So it's just like, wow, a little bit of reality check about this trip. So I'm looking forward to it, like I said, but at the same time, I'm definitely going to be keeping my eye out for shady folk. It sucks, but I mean, that's the way it is. I even asked a couple other people, a couple other capoeiristas who've been out there, and he even said, he's like, watch your wallet. I was like, damn!
You should take Liam Neeson with you, because I'm afraid I'm going to get like a message from one of your captors, and you'll be sold on the sex trade market.
Well, you know. Well, anyway. But yes, 2 weeks out in the middle of the Philippines, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, meeting my family out there for the first time.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Definitely.
Definitely going to approach it with this gay Anthony Bourdain type of mentality. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, hopefully you get some stories and maybe you can get to train.
Get capoeira,
you'll absolutely. Be a little bit far away like you told me.
It's just we're on just different parts of the country, so I don't know how it's going to work, but I know where they're at. I know what days they train. So if I can make it out there at that time, I'll give them a call.
Take lots of photos.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be out in the rice fields with the carabao.
Awesome. All right. So with this new year, there were a couple of jodas that we actually hit up.
That's awesome.
There was one in Pasadena that I hit up, our end of the year one, where it was literally just a 2-hour open joda with my school, and then the kids went.
Jimmy came by to visit.
Yeah, that awesome. Was.
That was really good. I had fun.
That was super fun. Tons of games. Really challenging. Really cool. And then last week was the big exchange, which we actually covered with Moito last episode over at the metro station, Union Station.
Downtown. Unfortunately, I couldn't go because of work, but I mean, I was thinking about you the whole time. How was it?
I really enjoyed myself. I mean, sometimes I admit I get a little stressed out just because when there's so many people, I really get that anxiety. And I don't think I'm the only one that gets that anxiety, or maybe I do, I'm not sure. But
what anxiety are you like?
Like that I'm not going to get enough games. Even though I try not to, really compare myself to other people, I do get a little bit conscious a little bit just about how I play. That's easy
to have. I mean, I totally feel you on that because I'll go to events all the time, like, and you'll see other capoeiristas playing. You're like, dang.
Yeah, like, you're just, like, in that air.
Yeah.
That energy. And honestly, this time around was way better than last time.
What happened
Awesome story. My ex decided to tell me that he didn't think he wanted to be with me.
Oh, motherfucker.
Like, literally, like, maybe, like, an hour before I left to go meet up with my friends to go to the exchange.
That's
so
awesome. Oh, wow.
It's so awesome. Where it's, like, the best.
What was your mind? Why'd you even go?
You know, when shitty things happen, I think, when people are in relationships, I think they just want to stay home and stuff, and I didn't want to stay home.
Maybe
I'm
going to go grab a beer. Fuck
I
this.
Think so, yeah.
Okay, right on.
That was probably what it was. I'm going to go grab a beer, but I went, and you know, that whole expression about chuck it at the door, and you can't fight the sun from coming up type of thing, it still really weighs kind of you down.
It weighed heavy on your mind.
Yeah, I was playing. I played a lot, actually, but, you know, I just couldn't get it together mentally, so therefore, physically, it just, to me, it wasn't
it translated?
Enough.
Did anyone notice?
Oh, I think for sure people had noticed the last time I was there, and I think this time around, people noticed me this time around as being more, I feel like I was open. There's definitely, like, photos of me, which I love, because
It was nice. Like, hey, there's Jamie.
I'm never in fucking photos or video footage for any of this thing.
There was a lot of footage. It was really exciting.
I don't really flip or anything, but I could definitely fucking throw down on music. It was awesome. We all met at the studio in Pasadena, and we walked a few blocks, not too long. From the studio to one of the metro stops.
It's right down the street from you guys.
From the Gold Line, then you take it all the way to the Union. No, it's pretty awesome. I actually have never taken the Gold Line. That's my first time.
How is that?
The Gold Line is pretty nice. I think it's a little more cleaner than the Red Line.
I think it's the newest one, actually.
Yeah, I'm more used to taking the Red and the Purple Lines. The Red Lines go to North Hollywood, and then the Purple Line goes to Koreatown.
Oh, yeah.
And usually I'm not sober when I'm on those Purple Lines, but No urine smells, no weird people.
No random
fights.
People walking up and down singing to you?
I think that was us. That was us, actually.
Oh, that was actually us?
Yeah. Amoito wanted to do this thing where we play on the subway car and the music, but
Did it work?
Nope. First 5 minutes into it, the conductor goes on his loudspeaker and is just like, no singing and no instrument use on the train, please.
Aww.
I think it's the fact because we were the very front where the conductor was that it was just maybe too distracting for him. So maybe if we were in the back or something, it would have been somewhat doable.
All right, so next is change in the back.
Yeah.
Get in the back of the bus, y'all.
Next time, yeah. Push that pull. Everybody go to the back of the bus, yeah. Next time, we all got to do a Rosa Parks.
Right. Ooh, and, there you go.
Have a what a Rosa Parks style in the back.
So when you got there, what did you see, like...
Well, we got there.
Were people already there?
Yeah, there was a few people there, and everyone was armed with GoPros, and it was funny because we actually, there was a small game outside of Starbucks, and then Moito, being the aware guy that he is like, everybody got to move, and then so for a little bit, we kind of stayed in Union Station on the inside, and then we moved right out, so we were like outside of the entrance.
Yeah, I noticed that you guys were, it looked like you were like down in the... Like this, there's. I remember walking there. You're just like underneath the street or something.
Or I might have. I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the long corridor where everyone?
It felt like a breezeway. Like, it looked like a huge breezeway.
That's where. Oh yeah, that's where we walked out of. Right. You know, I wasn't even aware that there was anyone shooting or anything or cameras. I was
so many cameras.
There
I remember
so many
seeing
people.
So many phones were up.
Yeah, so many random people walking by, but the energy was definitely there, and it was really
Stevie
nice.
Stevie was singing there.
Yeah, Stevie was singing there.
I love that guy. He's a hot mess, but I love
him. Yeah, we love Stevie. So, yeah, so basically it started with that, and then we moved out. And then, of course, we started as one single game.
Mm-hmm.
And then it expanded to four different ones. And it was cool. There was a special one for kids, and then there was a special one for low belts, which, of course, became mixed belts. Cause,
that's usually how it goes, because everyone gets excited and they want to play.
Turns into a hot mess.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Hoda.
I mean, they were fast. Like, I think a con was, it was hard to develop a game because when you thought a game would develop, immediately you were bought out or vice versa.
That's my biggest problem with bigger Hodas, mm-hmm. especially if it's an open Hoda.
Yeah.
Is that it's kind of a free-for-all in it. I mean, I get it. That's just the nature of the beast. But I really love it when you see a faster game develop, when you see that interaction and that conversation start to like really get... meaty?
No, and I saw it a few times, and
awesome.
I saw it, and I was really impressed with some younger chords who maybe had, like, first or second or even no, just see how their games were coming along. I was watching everything. Between trying to get my own games and trying to get sound bites and stuff like that, I noticed a lot, and sometimes I just like to observe, even if, like, last
of
time,
course,
I,
yeah.
for a while, I tried to force a game, and then after that, I just started to just observe just to see what was up, and then I played music a little bit to kind of help that energy. But this time I just felt a lot more open and everyone was just greeting each other like New Year's, you know, Happy New Year's. It was like a really nice vibe.
Yeah, it looked like it was a huge turnout. There's some people I'd never seen come down that actually came down.
Yeah.
Was it Professor Shin?
Yeah, he came all the way down
from Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's awesome.
So, yeah. He took the Amtrak and he took all the lines down here and they got a ton of games and... I think sometimes, like I said, it's just really hard because then you also got those Hoda hugs that are just, it's just all masculinity and bravado.
I'm not following. What are you trying to suggest?
But I mean, other than that, like, I got like at least 10 games in. Super quick games, but.
Hey, I just really am excited to see just the response to it on Facebook. It was very cool to see all those photos, a lot of videos uploaded, just all around good vibes about the event. I think next time come around, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. I think every year it gets better and better. And I did do a man on the street thing. So
how did that go?
That went well. So let's hear some clips right now of the different people at the exchange. So, I'm Professora Bugia, and I'm really enjoying the third ever couplet exchange. I especially like this time that it's outdoor in a public place. We're not just going somewhere, hiding in the darkness and playing in a place that we raise donations to rent. Instead, we're in a public space that's sponsoring us, and the city of Los Angeles and Metro in particular is actually embracing capoeira here in LA, and I think that's just really special. It shows that we're coming of age.
I didn't realize that there's so many capoeira schools here in LA, and just that we're all here together. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty awesome.
This is my first exchange, and I freaking love it. It's really awesome being able to see people from so many different groups, and you know, trying to remember everyone's name. But it's just like all about the capoeira, and not so much about anything else, which we're all so used to, you know, like at Jota's, at different studios. So it's really great. I love how there's like no cords, no pants. It's just everyone in streetwear. So.
That's totally awesome. Like, it sounded like everyone was having a really good time.
Yeah, it was a positive thing. I really don't think anyone said anything bad because everyone honestly got plenty of games in. I
right mean, on.
Even though there were like quick games,
like
people
said,
got games.
It looked like there was just a lot of people there, so it was just all around good times.
Yeah, no, it was great just seeing everybody, you know, after Christmas and seeing some people that I haven't seen since, like, the different Bachizados and events. So yeah, it was just awesome because whenever I see great games like these or even people coming up in their game, it makes me want to be better. And then I start to think about, well, you know, with the start of 2015, like, what can I do to make myself better? So this episode I think we're going to start talking about is goal setting and setting goals in capoeira. And I think goal setting has been really popular these last few years. Like, I think people are really actually putting it down on paper, instead of just saying, I want to be better.
Yeah,
they're saying more instead of I want, they're saying I will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big difference for people to say it in that sort of a context because it's believable. You know, it's I will instead of I want or I would like.
Mm-hmm.
It means they're going to achieve it. So I think it's good to have goals because, you know, you can always say you wish you can do that and stuff like that. But if you actually can sit down and plan step by step, well, how am I going to get this goal?
Get your plan of action laid out.
Exactly. And it's a way to stay focused and motivated year after year in capoeira. And I think it'll help you get out of your slump or like get through that, break through that wall if you ever hit one.
Slumps are part of the process.
Yeah.
Learn to embrace them, unfortunately, but they're part of the process.
Yeah. Another thing I like about capoeira and goal setting is that it can be achieved, and goals really can't be stopped. Like, I mean, maybe you can put it on pause because something can happen or something, but I feel like there's always something you can work on. And also any level of expertise in capoeira, whether you're just a student or even a teacher, needs goals to work on to be better.
Right on.
So usually what you want to do is maybe just sit down or just think about this before you go to sleep or something. I mean, I'm not one to write goals down. Like, I kind of just will keep it in my mind. But I think maybe you may want to just, like, put a note in your phone or something like that. So think of something, I don't know, like I usually like to think of a couple goals, so maybe something that I can achieve at the end of the week.
Something measurable so mm-hmm. that it's like there's a time limit on what you're trying to get to.
Yeah, so I like to think of maybe something at the end of the week, something at the end of the month, and then 3 months, 6 months, and then a year. It may sound daunting. I mean, you don't have to do that. That's just something that I like to do. So I take one day at a time and then I kind of think about each goal and how I would initiate steps towards doing that goal, like a music goal, like usually 7 days I'll pick up one berimbau or atabaki variation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's like a nice measurable goal that you can practice And then with that, maybe 30 days later, I'll be like, okay, I will pick one Latina or one Cuadra or, you know, one song, or maybe all three. Because 30 days isn't that, I mean, it's not 7 days, but it's definitely plenty of time to pick up one of those.
It's a good amount of time to really focus on the music and getting those intonations right.
Right.
Sometimes those words are just like, what?
Yeah. Also to pick up the right energy, because even though you know the words, it may not be the same because you don't fully know it yet.
Right.
And to put your twinges on that. So so that's a good 3-day goal. And then maybe a 3-month goal would be like a new capoeira move. So I would like to do, you know, like Ao Samao at the end of like 3 months. And then you think about, well, how am I going to initiate this? So, I don't know, cardio, plyometrics.
Get your conditioning.
Yeah, exactly. Like, set some time in for some cross training.
Absolutely. I remember at one point when I was just like, I can't do this. I had to take a step back. Mm-hmm. And I did some intense conditioning and I come back to it and we trained it again and I was like, whoa, I can actually do this now.
So yeah, exactly.
It's definitely a process, but if you have like a plan of action, it works. I definitely believe it.
Sometimes I like to do a baseline workout. If I want to get more speed as a goal or something like that, I'll just do like 30 Mayaluas on one leg, see how fast it is, see how consistent it looks, see
Check
how shitty it looks.
CrossFit.
Oh, God.
Shades of CrossFit right
it
there.
It kind of is. I mean, that's kind of where I picked up goal setting. And
no,
then,
absolutely.
I
think that's a really good place
to and then,
goals.
You know, like I said, like work out your legs, do a lot of kicks, kind of focus on that, move more, and then revisit that 30 days and then 60 days or something like that, and then see how much I've improved on that, on speed. And then you definitely want to just sit and commit some time. Like how am I going to set, like I need to set X amount of time aside on my own, like after class or
that's
like
my biggest obstacle
off days.
For myself, but yes, you have to commit the time to it to
yeah.
make it happen. You really do.
I mean, they're really challenging, but you know, achievement is the final like payoff. So set up a plan on how you're going to execute practice, and how you'll get there, whether it's like setting time aside for music or, you know, time at the gym or something like that. And another thing is I think it needs to feel, it needs to be a relevant goal. And maybe you may want to have like some sort of a, or maybe you want to have some sort of like a buddy or something like that, or some friends in class.
Gym buddy, capoeira buddy.
Yeah, you know, to keep you accountable.
I think that's really important.
They can give you feedback, recognition, or progress. Like, hey, you know, even though you can't do that kick yet, I could see that you are getting more flexible and, you know, like your waist is getting more flexible or whatever. Or like I can tell like you're keeping your leg up in the air longer. Like, so I think that's important. There's always something to take away from these things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Also, talk to your teacher. So, I mean, maybe if there's a move that you can't do yet, I think teachers have like a wealth of knowledge of what to give you and can give you basics and kind of steer you on the right track.
Absolutely. That's what they're there for. They're there to guide you.
Sometimes I'll ask the teacher to do a certain move, and then, you know, using my iPhone, you can slow it down and kind of pick things up from it. So there's that.
Definitely get the details in those movements.
Yeah, definitely. In terms of, like, I think being, reasonable, sometimes I like to create like a ton of goals, and even though I don't get to most of them, I know that I'll at least get some of them done. So, I mean, there's always something challenging, and I try not to beat myself up if I don't set a goal, like if I don't achieve it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got this from when I used to nurse, like if a certain thing doesn't work, you kind of go back like a circle,
mm-hmm.
like kind of like a cycle. And then you wonder, okay, well, it's not the end. It just means that we have to go about it another route.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So like kind of keep it in the positive. Just ask yourself what you need to work on, and then maybe you can revisit it in another 30 days. Or you can even set that to 3 months or something like that. So, like, I don't give up if it isn't done because of one misstep.
Right on.
Yeah.
And I think that's just the nature of of that process. You fall, you get up. You fall, you get up. And it's in capoeira, you fall.
Yeah, don't give up, guys, if something isn't done because of one misstep. Also, goals can change at any time. Like right now, honestly, I am injured. Like I tore my knee a little bit. So my hopes of trying to do certain things are kind of put on hold right now. But you know what? My music goals will be set. I'm actually going to revisit that today when I go in for music and just music, since I can't really move around. But I still want to be in class.
Right on.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to work on
give energy.
Exactly. I'm going to try to work on some slaps and tones on the drum.
Bah! Ooh, man. You guys, with your music, I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to work on my left hand a little bit more because it's very non-dominant and you can barely hear the slap on that. So, I mean, I'm not giving up capoeira because I can't move around. I'm just need to set more music goals.
Right on.
Yeah, so I just want to be more positive about that. Do you have any goals right now that you're working on?
For me personally, I was working on getting Ausemao incorporated into my game.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I went to last year, Archie Luta's event, and it was a really quick hoda. So I really didn't give myself the opportunity to make that happen. And then with the other hoda, which was at your studio, I had to go to work. So time is not on my side sometimes. I'm just like, God, come on. But that was one of my goals, and I'm still working on that. Another one for me was to get a La Daina going. And the change was definitely more for me focused on getting ready for the Philippines. It's not an excuse, but that was definitely a huge factor for me because I was just like trying to take care of all my shit. And I really wasn't focused on it. I'll be honest, I wasn't. But I still have it in the back of my head, and I'm going to work on it. And I have a 16-hour flight to look forward to. So I definitely had a lot of time to work on some music and think about things. Maybe I might train out there. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, man. See if you can even maybe get like a workshop going or something with your cousins. I think that would be awesome.
That'd be kind of cool. I would love to see if I could make that happen.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be my goal for this trip, is to see if I can organize a little workshop out there.
Yeah, and hopefully...
That's good shit. That actually just, like, got
hopefully
me really
you can take
excited.
That. That'd be awesome. Yeah, take a pair of abadas if you can.
I already have. I always have them on standby.
Let me just high five.
Yeah.
Podcast high five.
Yeah, but definitely, this kind of... opened up some avenues for me, so I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Okay, so yeah, so hopefully we've steered you in the right direction of the start of 2015.
It's been good so far.
Yeah, it has. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. No, I'm just kidding. It's been good so far. I won a Burger King gift certificate, and the barista spelled my name right on my drink, so I have nothing to be pissed about.
No, I'm definitely... No, you're doing so awesome. Get out of here with that shit. The podcast is doing amazing. Like, you're giving out good energy.
No, thank you, guys.
The feedback I'm hearing is really great.
It is, I'm very happy for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we got something great going here. So
yeah, and sometimes...
I'm looking forward to seeing where the world takes us.
Sometimes bad things happen, and then... You know, it opens doors for good things. And ironically, that's how this podcast came about, was because some shitty things happened to me. And now I have more time.
In all honesty, I remember years back when shitty things did happen, you definitely didn't take it too well. But this time around, honestly, you've done an amazing job, like, taking a negative and making it positive. So I definitely
I'm giving a face
that.
Right now.
You're like, why are you saying this right now?
No, it is. I'm really thankful for my school out in Pasadena. I'm really thankful for my teacher, and I've told him this, of course, not in person because I'm too much of a chicken shit. I didn't want to get, like, misty-eyed or anything. No, it's been a good year. And like I said, I think this is going to be your year, buddy.
Get that
dude. Yes, I'll get that
dude. Not in the Philippines.
Braces off. Got a car. Stuff can happen in your car. Pick people up and whatnot. So.
Hey, let's see.
So we're moving on. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Please let everybody know. Spread the word. If you guys have any ideas or anything, or even your stories about goal setting or what goals you have, send it in to us. Tweet us. Put us on Facebook or whatever like that. Let us know, and we'll give a shout out to you and maybe read your story on the air. All right? Have a great week, guys.
Take care, guys.